يعلمون
Assalamu alaikum. Today we are going to read a story about Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, because during the holy month of Ramadan it is his birthday. Fatima Zahra, the daughter of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon them, was in her house praying. Imam Hassan, who was just a small boy at that time, was looking at his mother through the window of the house. He was surprised, as after listening for some time, he realised that instead of praying for herself or her family, Fatima Zahra was actually praying for other people, like her neighbours and the people who lived around them. Imam Hassan waited for her to finish her prayer and he went into the room to see her. He asked her why she was praying for others and asked Allah to forgive them for all of their sins before she thought of herself. Fatima Zahra smiled and thanked Allah for such a clever and pious son. She hugged him and she explained that Allah had chosen her father as the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon them. He was the guide for all the Muslims around the world, and as she was the daughter of the Prophet, she must also help and guide people. She then said that the Prophet of Islam had said, "First others, then yourselves." And after hearing these words, she promised that she would never pray for her family or herself unless she first prayed and put others first. Imam Hassan heard these words and said, "O mother, may Allah bless and reward you lots. I swear by Allah, who gave prophethood to Muhammad, that you are certainly a role model for all the women of the world. I feel very proud and safe to have a mother like you, who not only is the daughter of the Prophet, but who thinks of others before herself." Fatima Zahra hugged Imam Hassan and then continued her prayers as she was before. This Ramadan, always remember others in your prayers. Join me next time on Sahur Storytime. Assalamu alaikum.